In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Today it's Father Tom, and we do this broadcast live. I am looking at Romans 10, verse 1. St. Paul says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Imagine, my heart's desire is that Israel might be saved. Remember that the gospel is to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law." Christ is the end of the law. It is the desire of the Apostle Paul, and it should be our desire, that all Israel come to know and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in the dispensation of the Gentiles today, which means that the Gentiles are coming to know Him who gave His life for us. His name is Jesus. And there are Jewish people that are coming. But there will be a day when the Jews will come in large numbers, and the Gentiles will be few. We are in the time of the Gentiles, and Paul's desire is that all Israel would be saved. It's his heart's desire. These are his people. He never, ever, ever stopped being Jewish. Never. That's why it is so important that the gospel be proclaimed to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. This is the plan of God. This is the plan of God. But we see in the scripture, even in the infancy narratives, that the Gentiles will come to know him. We see that even in the scripture, when the Magi come from the east and they bring their gifts to the infant child. These Magi are following the star, but they are not only following the star, they go to the Jewish scribes and say, "Where is Messiah to be born?" They go to the scriptures. So we see that the plan of God is to save Jew and Gentile, that the coming of the wise men is like the previews of coming attractions, that the Gentiles would come to know that Christ Jesus is the Lord and Messiah. But God never forgot his own people. Remember, the first church was Jewish. Remember, the apostles were all Jewish. But because Jesus died upon a cross, the Jewish people had the experience that the person who dies upon a cross is cursed. How can he be Messiah? Their eyes have been blinded, but still Paul prays, "My heart's desire is that they would come to know Jesus." That's my heart's desire, that they cannot make themselves righteous by following the law, for Christ is the end of the law. We see that on the Mount of Transfiguration. We see Jesus in the 17th chapter of Matthew. We see Jesus with Moses and Elijah. These are not just two figures. These are figures that represent something. These are men that represent something. Moses represents the law. Elijah represents the prophets. Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. And Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophets. The whole of the scripture, really. If you want, what does the scripture say from Genesis to Revelation is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. This is real. Jesus is not something extra. He is the essence of the scripture. And unfortunately, preachers have been deceived. Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox preachers have been deceived when they were in the seminaries from the 50s and have studied the new scientific way of reading the scriptures. Oh, yes, deceived. Because, you see, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And how many preachers do we have that preach this Jesus with all their heart and all their soul and all their mind? You see, Jesus in the seminaries has been whittled down to almost nothing. Yes, he did not do these miracles. No, he did not multiply bread and change water into wine. You see, I'm telling you, this was the plan from hell, that the church would learn from the world, that we would study Jesus as if he were an ordinary man. And I'm telling you, he is not ordinary. He is both God and man. He is the Messiah of the Jew and the Gentile. He is true God from true God, true light from true light. He is begotten, not made, of one in being with the Father. Oh, yes, Jesus. But you see, if preachers have been told the lie that Jesus did not heal and he did not deliver from the demonic, and what do they have to preach? They have nothing to preach. You see, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I'm telling you, who preaches Jesus with zeal? Who preaches Jesus with love? Who preaches Jesus as absolutely necessary for salvation? Who does it? Our preachers have been gagged. And if I were the devil, I would want to gag the preacher. I've seen this in my own life. I have seen this in my own life. That the enemy would want to gag me from preaching. I see this. It is so clear. I see this because I'm telling you, Satan hates Jesus Christ. And because he can't get at Jesus, he gets at those who belong to Jesus. And it's just like that. Paul went about proclaiming Jesus to Jew and to Gentile. Paul went about proclaiming Jesus as Lord and Messiah to both Jew and Gentile. The only way to salvation. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He did not say, I am a way, but I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, yes, we have people today that say, well, you know, I don't care what you say. I'm not going to judge people whether they go to heaven or hell. It's not my place. I didn't die for them. But I do know that Jesus is the only salvation, and there is no other salvation but in the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus and in the power of Jesus. Salvation comes through Jesus Christ, not through Buddha, not through Mohammed, not through the Virgin Mary, though she brought salvation into the world. She brought salvation into the world by her yes. Oh yes, Mary experienced Pentecost when she said, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word," and the Spirit of God came upon her. Mary experienced Pentecost way before the apostles. She brought forth Jesus. And I'm telling you, you know, Christ is the end of the law. And it is only Christ and through his blood that we become righteous. It is only Christ and through his blood that we become the children of God. It is only through Christ Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Mary. It is only through Christ. But we do not have preachers like that anymore. We do not have preachers like that anymore. As I said, a friend of mine went to Mass the other day. She's a convert. And the preacher was making fun of being born again. I say born again, but I'm telling you, unless you are born again, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said that. Jesus said that. I didn't say that. And I know born again comes through faith and baptism. I understand that. But I'm telling you, you know what Augustine says? Everyone that Jesus has, the church doesn't have. And everyone the church has, Jesus doesn't have. It's just real. And I'm saying this, that he is our salvation. And there is no other name under heaven by which we are to be saved, but in the name of Jesus and through the power of his blood. No other name. But I'm telling you, preachers have compromised. They have compromised, like everybody's going to heaven. Everybody's going to heaven. You know that little boy that went to heaven, that died and went to heaven, he was there for 2 minutes. You know what he said? Only people who have Jesus in their hearts go to heaven. That's something. A little 3-year-old said that because he went to heaven. That's why it's so important for us to preach Christ. That's why that as we celebrate Yom Kippur, the Jewish New Year, that we preach Christ, and maybe one more Jewish person would come to give his or her life unto Jesus. As we celebrate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But you see, who preaches Jesus? Who preaches Jesus? For the word of God says, whoever believes in him shall not be put to shame. And the word of God says that there's no difference between Jew and Gentile, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all who call upon him. But how shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And if I wanted to mess up the whole thing, I would want to mess up the preachers. Oh, yes, they can celebrate the sacraments. But I'm telling you, I want to mess up the preachers, because to mess up the preachers, I would mess up faith, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I would want to mess up the preachers who come to believe that Jesus is just another religious figure. No, Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is unique. Jesus is salvation. Jesus is the Father's only Son. Jesus is the suffering servant of Israel. Jesus is the Lord. I would want to mess that up. I would want syncretism to come in. You know, a little bit of Hinduism and a little bit of this ism and a little bit of that, rather than Jesus Christ is Lord, Savior, Redeemer. He's our righteousness, our sanctification. He's our hope and our reconciliation. How beautiful are the feet upon the mountains that preach the gospel of peace. How beautiful are the feet upon the mountains that preach the gospel of peace, that preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. How beautiful. Are there many who do it? I don't know. But what will happen to the Jewish people if they do not believe in Jesus? I have no idea. I do not put Jews in hell or heaven. Maybe the Lord will show them Jesus. I don't know. But I do know this. Every Pope that's in heaven is through the blood of Jesus. Every Jew that's in heaven is through the blood of Jesus. Every Catholic that's in heaven is through the blood of Jesus. Every evangelical that's in heaven is through the blood of Jesus. That's all I know. I don't know much more. I don't know much more. But I know there's one way to the Lord, to the Father, and that's through the blood of Jesus, through the cross of Jesus Christ. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, the church has failed. You know why? The way to get Jews and other people to come into the faith of Jesus Christ, into the church, is to provoke them to jealousy. That they would see that we have Jesus and our life is different, and we have the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the way to get Jews and Gentiles into the kingdom. I will provoke you, Jewish people, to jealousy by them that are no people. That's the Gentiles. Because they believe in Jesus. I want the Jewish people to become so jealous that they want what we have. We have failed. We have failed completely. How many Jewish people are jealous of what we have? How many Jewish people? That's the way to evangelize Jews, through jealousy, that they would want what we have. How, you know? Isaiah said boldly, I was found of them that sought me not. That's the Gentiles. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. That's the Gentiles. But I say, hath God cast away his people? God forbid, says St. Paul. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. He has not cast away Israel. But what have we done to make them jealous? How have we lived to make them jealous that they would want what we have? You go to the Holy Land, to the holiest place of where Jesus died and rose from the dead. You know what you see? You see different religions fighting with each other for places. Jealous? How can you make the Jews jealous when we fight with each other for the holy places? It's sick. We've come to think that the land of the place where Jesus died is more important than the gospel of Jesus Christ, that where people come to give their life unto Christ. They fight with each other. Every year there's a fight at the Holy Sepulchre Church every year. It's so sad. And it gets publicized. How jealous would you become to see different priests fighting with each other over a piece of land rather than proclaiming the love of God in Christ, rather than proclaiming the resurrection? But even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to election by grace. Yes, Paul knew that even in his time, there was a remnant that would be saved. A remnant that would hear and believe. A remnant. But Paul tells us that all Israel will be saved. All Israel will come to know Christ. I tell you, during these days of the time of the Gentiles, that will end, and the time of the Jews will come. And when the time of the Jews come, and they come to believe in Jesus by hordes and hordes of people, then look up, for your redemption is nigh at hand, for he is at the door. He is at the door, even so close. I extend to every Jewish person today a blessed new year. I looked up, I think it's the year 5771, I believe. 5771. And they will have 10 days of introspection till they celebrate Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. But the atonement that they are looking for is Jesus. He is the one that makes us at one ment with the Father. And we do that by making them jealous. I tell you, my friends, we have done a very poor job as the church. And there are very few who preach Christ and who preach him with love and with devotion. There are very few who preach Jesus. We have nominal Christians and nominal Catholics. You know, I listen to Bill O'Reilly, and I sometimes wonder, you know, he says, well, you know, I'm a Catholic. And I wonder how deep his Catholicism is. I wonder if he truly believes that Jesus is the only way to the Father. I wonder. I wonder by some of the things that he says. Is he just a cultural Catholic? It's not good enough to be a cultural Catholic. Every generation must come under the cross of Jesus Christ and receive him. Every generation. God has no grandchildren. He only has children made through the blood of the Lamb. Hath God cast away his people? God forbid. God forbid. Bid, for even so, then at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation would come to the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Here it is again. How many of us make them jealous? Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent. We repent, we repent, we repent. We have not made people jealous. We have fought with each other. The priest the other day was making fun of being born again. Jesus said, if they're not against you, they're for you. Why would we throw each other down? There is no room to throw each other down. Our enemy is the devil, not the evangelicals. Our enemy is Satan, not the Catholic Church. Our enemy is the evil one who goes about seeking someone to devour. And the Bible says, resist him steadfast in the faith. That's our enemy, not each other. And for years, we have battled with each other, doing the devil's work. For years. God have mercy on us. I pray for the Jewish people. I pray for the Catholic people. I pray that we would come to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I pray that through his blood we might be saved. I pray that his power would work in our weakness. I pray. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you. May he look upon you and give you his peace, the peace of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord of the Jew and the Gentile. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.